We'll bounce back to item four, review of total portfolio performance, including consideration of any managers already under review or to be placed under review, and D, consideration of any changes in allocation to managers. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. The first one of these meetings I came to was in 1985, and I think it was the 12th floor of the building in Martinez, and it was a real struggle to squeeze everybody in.
Yeah. 1985, first one.
Right, that was the first one.
Holy Jesus.
And I kind of miss Rich Cabral. He was the only person. Yes, really. He was the only person who'd been around longer than I had. So it's been a rare pleasure and joy and honor to work for this board for so long. And this is almost certainly the swan song, depending on how the transition goes. But so thank you for your kindness. Enjoyed very much working for you. And kind of words of wisdom is keep to your asset allocation. Try to avoid the big mistakes. We've tried to keep you out of those over the years. Diversification is your friend. It has to make sense. Even if it makes sense to the consultant, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. And we try to keep it simple. And in the immortal words of my former partner, Doug Dorn, watch out for the alternatives. Don't equal weight the garlic and the lettuce in the salad.
I was with you till that last one.
He likes garlic.
Okay, well, if you equal weight the garlic and the
I got that part. I'm just kind of a reach.
Okay. This will be probably the last report that we issue. So if you like this format, do whatever you will with it. Happy to report, it's a good report. The last quarter was a good quarter for the S&P. EPA was not so good. Emerging markets, not so good. And it's been it was a tough year for both of those. So your U.S. equities really helped you. Your bonds had a good quarter and a good year. Small stocks had a great quarter, but didn't have so much of a good year. The economy looks pretty good. We'll probably maybe get some interest rate increases. We have on page three, you have your watch list. Nogales, you've decided you're going to keep it on there as long as it's around. PIMCO, you just put on about a year ago, and things continued to change after you did that. So don't want to release them from the watch list now. DBL, that's kind of up to you. I don't think there's been any further personnel changes. We would recommend that you take Lord Abbott off the watch list. In terms of performance, I like to look at your asset allocation. You had a rebalance in January, and you're not too far off your asset allocation. Turn to page 12, look at the top of the page. You can see that your total fund return for the quarter, which includes a few items that are with a three-month lag, and the rest of them are real-time, was 2.5%, which puts you in the top quartile. And if you look at the cumulatives going back, truly outstanding results, and we're proud of those. And I'd like to leave you with good news.
As you should be.
Thank you. Okay. Your U.S. equities, you can see that your top decile in the quarter and mostly second quartile over periods going back. And none of the managers really call out for any special attention. Most of them are first, second quartile. The only one that showed as third quartile is PIMCO Stocks Plus, and that was pretty close to the median, and it's on average done pretty well over the years. So not a huge concern here. In terms of your international, in recent years since you rejiggered your program, you've really done quite well. Some managers that aren't around anymore help to contribute to the past. Yes, sir.
Bob, too. Maybe it's because they're new, but you don't think Artesian and Global Equity Artesian Partners and First Eagle are things that are of concern for us?
We were going to mention that Artisan has had some issues, and that's going to be one you keep looking at. At this point, we're talking about page 13, and it's about median over the 1 year and 2 year, just below median. Not a good quarter, which pulls everything down. So yeah, that's one you're going to watch. First Eagle, we tend to cut a little more slack because, as you know, they're a very conservative, defensive kind of a manager. So when you get a good year, a good performance period, you expect them to lag.
Okay.
You hope that they'll protect you when things aren't so good. And it's been a pretty good, not so much in the quarter, but it's been a pretty good couple of years.
Okay.
So
right.
Thank you for that. You're welcome. Your fixed income also has done very well. A lot of first quartiles, first deciles. I don't know what top 1 out of 20 is, but I don't know the word for that is, but you're there a lot. A better than average return for the fixed income portfolio. Your global fixed income, you know, it's been a lot of years. Allianz Tim tells me you're going to be doing a special review on them going forward, and they're a little bit below. We've always been impressed by the thought process that goes on down there, but that's going to be one you're going to want to look at going forward. Lazard, you know, we've been through so many international fixed managers, global fixed managers. None of them ever seem to quite make it after we bought it. So I don't know. This is luckily it's
another
small.
One I had checked.
Yeah, it's a pretty small part of your portfolio. And
what are they? 266, something like that.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's going to be one you're going to watch looking forward going forward. I think.
Well, how long have we haven't been with them? 7 years. We've been with them about 4 years.
Well, it looks like it goes
seven.
Back
seven.
Yeah,
Lazard.
It's
been over 7 years.
It has
yeah.
been.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could
wow.
you could consider. Yeah. You could consider watching
these folks. Man, I'm getting old
folks.
Too quick.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That's if you in your real estate and your alternatives. I'm just going to talk about the big picture. If you look at the top of page 15, you'll see that your real estate has been extremely successful over the years on a relative basis, and nice double-digit returns.
Look at that 1 year. Jesus.
In the alternatives, the relatives don't really make much sense, but certainly you've had nice double-digit returns over most of the cumulative periods. And these two asset classes have helped you quite a bit. And then maybe turn to your total fund returns, and now we're talking about page 29, 30, 31, 32. If you look at page 30, you can see where you lie on the public fund gross return charts. And you're the dot, and you can see that you've consistently over these different cumulative periods, which doesn't mean in every period or every year, but looking back, it's extraordinary results. So, and that's really where the rubber meets the road. If you look at the 3-year and 5-year charts on pages 31 and 32, you can see that over the three, in both cases, your returns are high in the cloud there, and in the 3 years, your average is your risk is below average.
What's and DB your, mean? I'm sorry. What's DB mean?
Database.
Oh, thank you.
Where does it say DB?
Well, like it says public Best DB gross. Everything I'm seeing.
Database. Yeah.
Database. That's, thank you.
It's all the public funds that are. That investor force track.
Thank you.
So overall, very strong returns, and happy to leave you with that, and I'll accept any questions.
You're leaving us in good stead.
I like to leave you in good stead.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Following your ears.
Did one. One thing, is there a motion with regards to removing Lord Abbott from
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion on that item? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Even though I won't be working for you, if any, Tim was asking me about the history on this building before we came in here. If there's any more history you need from me, just give me a call. I'll be
You're
happy.
Never gone. Yeah. Always on staff. Once on staff, always on staff okay. is my mantra.
What do you know about stucco, Bob?
You
don't know much? Well, join the cloud.
Right.
With everybody else.
I want to thank you for an incident that occurred a long time ago, and I talk about it frequently. I was a relatively new trustee, and you might remember this. Oh. And there was a marketer marketing at Sackers in high speed, man. He was just mowing him down. And I felt a little uncomfortable, didn't know whether I should or shouldn't. And you stepped in, and you deflected, got me out, and took care of me. And I really appreciated that. I really appreciated that. And I've always been in favor of your demeanor, the way you've talked to us, talked about the quarterlies, and the work that your team has done with the quarterlies. I've always appreciated it. It's one of the things that I've always almost read cover to cover every single time it's come out, because it so interests me in our investments. And you've been a good educator for me.
Well, thank you very much.
And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And it goes more than just the work. It's as a person, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to getting the band together.
I lobbed an email in to Tony Petruzzi, said, gee, if he looks like we're not going to have the Calipers band this year, tell me otherwise. And I haven't heard back, so I think the Calipers band may be history.
Bob,
but I am planning on being at Sackers. I got an
you
invite.
You will be at Sackers, right?
I got invited to be somebody's guest at Sackers, so I'll be down there.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bob. It's been our pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's the end of an era.
Yeah, yes, it is.